College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and to break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in this show, we will be joined by Illinois head coach Brad Underwood. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product that's coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast is being sponsored by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And now that we've got you set for all your Geico needs, a brilliant, in my opinion, first couple opening days in college basketball. And I want to get to the start. And for me, that is the positive aspect of all of this, because the last couple of weeks on this podcast, I've talked about the inevitable things that were going to happen when you're trying to play a college basketball season during a once-in-a-century global pandemic. Have we had cancellations? Absolutely. Have we had disruptions? Absolutely. But as of Monday, over 86% of all Division I college basketball programs are still up and running. And I think you've seen a little bit over the last couple of days what that means for the sport. Some matchups aren't going to happen, but a lot of others are. And what we saw in the first couple of days were a lot of other matchups that provided great theater, tremendous storylines, and plenty of upsets. And the major upset that's top of mind right now is Richmond beating Kentucky at Rupp Arena on Sunday afternoon. And I got to tell you this, it's going to get a lot harder before it gets easier for John Calipari's team. This is the next five games on the schedule for Kentucky. Kansas in the Champions Classic this week in Indianapolis. Then later this week, the Wildcats will go to Atlanta to play a struggling Georgia Tech team, but they are in the ACC. Notre Dame at Rupp Arena on the 12th of December. UCLA in the CBS Sports Classic on December 19th. And then at Louisville on the 26th. That is a murderer's row type stretch for a team that, for all intents and purposes, you have to remember, is in a situation now where at the juncture of the game, where they needed somebody to make a play on Sunday against Richmond, Kentucky did not have a player in its rotation that was in the Wildcats program last season. Now, when you look at the Atlantic 10 and what the Atlantic 10 was trying to do, in addition to Richmond, VCU beats Utah State, and it also beats Memphis in South Dakota last week. But to me, the team that really stood out from the Atlantic 10 this past weekend was St. Louis. St. Louis's win over LSU on Saturday, if you watch the game, was to me the most impressive win that an Atlantic 10 team had, and I'll tell you why. Kentucky did not play well. Kentucky looked out of sync. Kentucky looked like a team that was trying to play seven or eight newcomers. Full credit, though, given to Richmond. But in St. Louis's game, they played a team in LSU who has scary talent. A guy in Cam Thomas, a freshman, who reminds me of another Buddy Hield. They made shots. They scored. But St. Louis, who again was playing without two starting caliber players in Hassan French and Fred Thatch, made more shots. Javonte Perkins looks like a potential NBA player. And Gibson Jimerson, who only played 10 games last year due to injuries, was sensational with his shot making. It was a great couple of days for the Atlantic 10, but for me, the team to beat in this league remains St. Louis. And remember, they beat Richmond last year at Richmond by double figures without Fred Thatch and without Gibson Jimerson. One other big picture observation. What a performance by Houston against Texas Tech on Sunday night. And I'll say this. I was watching the game. Because there was no real true offseason, and because there's been no real true preseason, teams that have continuity, like Houston, especially in the backcourt, are going to be better served out of the gate this year. The Cougars perimeter, Marcus Sasser, Dejon Giroux, Quentin Grimes, Tramon Mark, and of course, Kayla Mills was tremendous. A statement win for Kelvin Sampson and company. We've got a big week for college hoops as well this week. Obviously, a lot of great games in Asheville as part of the Maui Invitational that's in Asheville this year, plus the Champions Classic and the Jimmy V. And one team that will be showcased in the Jimmy V Classic is Illinois. The Illini will match up with Baylor later this week in Indianapolis. And head coach of Illinois, Brad Underwood, joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein coming up next. Illinois is 3-0 after its first three games of the 2021 season. The Illini will face Baylor this week in the Jimmy V Classic in Indianapolis, and head coach of Illinois is Brad Underwood. He now joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. And Brad, your early impressions after you've seen your team against another team for three games?
Well, I think we accomplished what we needed to. We had two games that we won handily and did some positive things and got guys minutes and started to develop a little bit of what we needed, which was chemistry. That's one of the hard challenges this season with no scrimmages and exhibitions. And then we got tested and we played a very, very good Ohio team that's veteran, that's old, and it's got an NBA guard. And Jason Preston is as good a guard as is out there. I mean, that young man is terrific, and they've got a lot of nice pieces. And again, they're a veteran team, and we found a way. In a night we didn't play exceptionally well, but we found a way, and now we've got everybody's attention, and we see a great Baylor team.
Well, you look at the situation against Ohio, and obviously it was a vastly different situation versus what you had in your first two games. After you won your first two games by so significant a margin, did you want a tight game against Ohio before Baylor just to see where you stood?
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons, it made sense, to bring Ohio in. Again, we knew that was a veteran, old team. And again, freshmen in particular, they thought it was easy. They just thought, hey, this is Division I basketball. We go out and run up and down, score 120 and have 40-point wins. Yet it was a really good reality check. We had, three games in 3 days. We were up every morning at 5:30 or earlier testing because we had noon games or before. So fatigue was, we were tired and we had to gut through one and this early in the year, that's a challenge as well. But, again, it was a great test and they smacked us and we responded and we did what a team that's, is ranked as high as we are and with expectations should do. And we found a way to gut that up and win. And John, it came from a variety of different people.
Well, what's the biggest thing that you know about your team now that you didn't know maybe prior to the Ohio game?
Well, I think we're going to be a much improved shooting team. I think we're a team that did not shoot the ball well. I think we've got some guys that I'm really excited about, some freshmen that I think are going to really help us. We didn't get to see a true Andre Curbelo. He'd been out 7-8 days with a concussion prior to these three games. He's just working his way back in. I'm excited about Ace Miller. Adam has had a great three games. He had a big shot in the Ohio game. That was an and one. And then Coleman Hawkins. Coleman's a guy that is going to help us and grow. So I'm excited about those three guys. And you pair that with Kofi and Georgie and our guards, and I'm excited about this group.
Well, let's get to the shooting first because, it was well documented you weren't a great shooting team last year, and I know it's only three games, but you're shooting right now just under 47% from three. When you saw your team in the preseason, did you forecast a massive jump from behind the three-point line?
Well, what I didn't forecast was how bad we were going to shoot it last year, because I think we're a really good shooting team. And I thought that last year, and I was shocked. And what happened is Trent got off to a tough start. Trent Frazier, the new line moving back, it was just strange. And then it kind of got contagious with us. And Trent's been a career 40% 3-point shooter. Io spent the entire offseason working on NBA threes, thinking that he might end up in the NBA draft, and so he's much better and much improved. And then you get Damonte Williams, I think, is 16 of his last 24, 25 maybe, dating back to last year. And he's a kid that's always been a good shooter and just hasn't shot many of them. But I was more shocked by last year than I am surprised by what we're doing this year. That, to me, it's not a surprise. I see it every day.
Illinois coach Brad Underwood joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, let's get to now some of these freshmen that you've obviously been highlighting. Adam Miller out of the gate was unbelievable offensively, showing obviously some of the requisites he has to be an impact freshman, not just in the Big Ten, but also nationally. When he can be a consistent shot maker and scorer, how much pressure does that take off a guy like Io DeSumo?
Tons. And, I think one of the things last year that we saw was a lot of clogged paint, between Kofi and Io. Those guys, nobody was paying attention to a lot of other guys. And that's when Trent was struggling and Damonte was struggling, that floor got shrunk. And now you throw Adam Miller out there and we've seen Adam have days in practice where it's 7, 8, 9 in a row. And he's a very good hard shot maker. It's not just where he catches wide open stand and, step in threes and makes them. He can make hard shots. So that's going to help us a bunch. And then Adam's got a really, really good mid-range game. I thought he has one of the more undervalued mid-range games in the high school ranks coming in. So I'm really excited about his ability to score.
And you had mentioned, some of the limitations that Andre Curbelo had because of health. He also, rolled an ankle in that game against Ohio. What is his update in terms of his status for this week against Baylor?
Yeah, he'll practice today. And, he tweaked it, stepped on a player's foot. But he's a tough sucker and he'll be back. But he's been as good as anybody in practice prior to his concussion. He'll get that back. And he's such a dynamic passer and a dynamic guy in ball screens that he makes everybody better. So we'll need him, and there's no doubt against this very good Baylor team, he's going to have to impact the game.
And, another thing that I've noticed, Brad, is when you have kind of shifted to this four small lineup, it makes Kofi Coburn stand out more on the floor. When you have four perimeter guys around him, how much does that help him be a better rebounder, which, because of your perimeter playing so well, it hasn't really been highlighted out of the gate?
Well, Kofi's big no matter who's out there, but it's created space for him. It's created some freedoms for him to move. And I think that'll continue to be enhanced as we move forward. And his ability to score on either block now, his ability to, offensive rebound and have more space to move and maneuver, he's such a great rim runner. He puts a ton of pressure on defenses because of his ability to run, and that opens the court up early in transition for him. And then I think he's continued to grow in his understanding of ceiling and reading defenses and leg whipping and getting people ridden up the floor. And those are all things that he's really grown in maturing and understanding of the game. So it's helped Kofi a lot.
Illinois coach Brad Underwood joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Brad, we talked in the summer before, the decisions for DeSumo and Coburn came down that they were both going to come back to Illinois for another year. And, you and I both talked about how Io was made to play in the NCAA tournament and to flourish on that stage. And I thought when he made those free throws the other day against Ohio, it reminded me of what he did when you beat Michigan at Michigan last year. You have a guy right now that has, you know, really emerged in early as the most complete guard in the sport. But from you, from your eye, from what you see every day, how has he improved since last year?
And he is our, and that's the key. He is our most improved guy. And that's impressive when you factor in a guy that was his first team all league. He's our most improved guy. There's nobody, I challenge anybody to find anybody who works any harder than Io in the game of basketball. The one thing that really stands out, John, and it doesn't have anything to do with dribbling or passing or shooting. It's his physicality. You know, he came in here at 170 pounds. He weighs 206 right now. Here's a guy that, you know, and we laugh at him all the time, could barely dunk as a freshman. And you know, the other day he dunks on the top of Kofi. You know, he's increased his vertical 11 inches. Just his physicality and strength have enabled him to improve. And now, you know, I say this all the time, it's a beauty of being a junior or senior. It's the only time you get to play against your peers and be at your maximum level and in terms of confidence and maturity. And, you know, yeah, he's improved. His mid-range game is as good as there is. You know, he's doing things with, you know, everybody wanted to send him to his left hand. Yeah, I challenge him to do that now. And, you know, he's just a guy that, you know, he loves to find out what he doesn't do well and work on it so it becomes another thing he can add in his bag.
Well, and he's obviously going to go to that bag on the bigger stages, and people are going to take more note of that. And that bigger stage, you know, is obviously going to really start and begin Wednesday against Baylor. I know that they've played two games, you've played three, but I know you've obviously been studying them. What are your initial thoughts on the team that a lot of people think, obviously, is a team that can win a national championship?
Well, the one, their chemistry. You know, we can talk about their physical tools and their talent, but you can tell this is a team that's been together. There's a lot of veteran participants on that team. They've all played. What they did last year, I think winning 23 straight is remarkable. And to do it as having coached in that league, to do that is crazy. Scott doesn't get near enough credit for how good a coach he is. Here's a guy who's literally done it with a lot of different styles and philosophies. And gone from that zone where he almost got to a Final Four to now it's pressure man-to-man. And you know, he's got the ultimate on-ball defender in the Mitchell kid. You know, Butler, in my opinion, is tremendous, as and everybody knows about Teague. So, you know, it starts with those three, but, you know, you've got the ultimate glue guy in Vital. So there's four guys that were really, really impactful and part of a 23-game consecutive win streak. So, you know, when I notice them, I notice their chemistry and I notice how hard they play, and there's some new pieces in there and Scott will continue to work those pieces in there. But, this is a very, very good veteran team and a team with a lot of experience.
And it starts, you know, not just a big week for your program, but also, you know, a big stretch for you, too. I mean, you're going to play Baylor on Wednesday as part of the Jimmy V Classic. And then next week, you're going to go to Duke, to Cameron Indoor Stadium, to coach against Duke. I mean, that's a big stretch for Illinois basketball. But, you know, I'm curious, for you personally, it's still just 4.5 years ago that you were coaching Stephen F. Austin. Have you stopped maybe on one of your walks or while you were driving to work, you know, and thought about what the next, you know, 8, 9, 10 days are going to be like for you personally?
You know, I haven't. I guess I don't look at it like that. I'm so simple, John. I mean, I'm literally every day. I'm excited because we've worked so hard, and I've got an unbelievable staff, and we've worked so hard to get Illinois basketball back, you know, and somebody said it right when I got the job, this is the 11th ranked program in the history of college basketball. And yet it had slipped. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited for everybody that we're back with our ranking anyway, right now at a level that the program has been for a long time. And, it's got great history, great tradition, and I'm excited about that. But, yeah, I mean, you know, you're excited to be I can tell you this, you're more excited to be ranked and playing in games like that than you are to be picked 12th or 13th in your conference, which a couple years ago we were doing that.
And for you personally, I noticed this, I struggle obviously at the buffet table just like everybody else. So I'm curious, I noticed, you had this significant weight loss. I understand the exercise aspect, especially during a pandemic, but for you from a diet aspect, what has been the biggest keys to not just losing the weight, but keeping it off?
Yeah, portion control. And it's really, it's been a lifestyle change, to be very honest. And, I've always been one of those guys that when I kind of put my mind something, I'm pretty determined, pretty stubborn. And the thing that was eliminated was travel and really all the crap I ate, to be honest, and the bad food. You're eating in an airport, you're eating in a gym watching games, or you're eating at 11 o'clock at night. And what I've done is really eaten just about half of what I normally do. And just kind of gotten acclimated to that, not trying to put the same amount of calories in. We practice, one thing that's helped me now, we practice in the morning, so I go to bed earlier, so I don't get the late night bag of chips and salsa out. And then it's very consistent with I'm very consistent with my walking and my exercise and so it's been great. I feel like a new person.
Well, it's good that, obviously you made these changes. It's always good when you're in better shape, you feel better, your quality of life goes up. But, that's really going to come in handy, Brad, because after these next couple of weeks, when you play the Baylors and you play the Dukes, what's waiting on the other side is the Big Ten. And, I try to watch, every game that's on, and I'm here, it's Thanksgiving Day, and I'm watching Nebraska against Nevada, and I'm like looking at them, and I said, they've got players, and Minnesota's got players, and these teams were picked, 12th and 14th or somewhere in there. And I know I've asked this question to other coaches in your league. From your memory, have you ever seen the Big Ten like it is this year?
Well, I was hoping I wouldn't see it like it was last year.
Right.
And I think we had 12 of the 14 in the top 60 of the net. And, and then so many guys come back. And, you've got Northwestern, and Chris has got, a bunch of guys back, and you've got, Fred just in year one, and he's going to get guys and can coach. So, this league is unbelievable. And over the pandemic, you've gotten very close with Coach Izzo, and Tom was saying, he goes, my 37 years, he goes, I don't know if the league's been any better top to bottom.
Yeah.
And, I it's crazy. And it's sad that right now the fans don't get to see that, but man, it is every night, and it doesn't matter where, it doesn't matter who, and it was that way last year. So it is literally 20 games of a grind, let alone having to deal with the COVID stuff on top of it.
No question. Final thing, Brad, you had mentioned, Illinois basketball, being the 11th best program in college basketball history. And there's a little bit of an added juice to the sport when Illinois is good. You saw it in 2005, and obviously you saw it in 1985 when Illinois went to a Final Four. We know you've got two All-Americans. We know you've got some terrific freshmen. But for you to continue to develop, not just this week, but through the entire season, what are the biggest things that have to happen?
Well, I think we're in process of one, and that's, we're getting ready to spend a ton of money renovating our practice facility. Illinois had the biggest, Long Kruger, 97-98, opened a first practice facility. It hasn't had a lot done to it, and we're getting ready to double that in size and completely redo it starting in April. You put that with the State Farm Center, which has completely been, redone. We've become in a good place facility wise. Obviously that helps recruiting. And then I think the biggest challenge we've had to this point has been winning. And kids want to go play for winners, and we got to continue to do that. And obviously we didn't get to play in the NCAA tournament last year and do some of those things, but that all affects recruiting, and it all affects, Support and on and off. So, you know, we're in a good place. I like where we're at. We got to continue to build every aspect of this thing to keep it moving.
Well, Brad, appreciate a couple of minutes. Know how busy you are. Looking forward to this week. Stay safe, and as always, I'll stay connected.
Thanks, John. Appreciate you.
We'd like to thank Illinois head coach Brad Underwood for joining us on the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And before we get to our social media portion of the program, I want to tell you about Ritual. If you take a multivitamin, you assume you know what's in them, but do you really know? I looked at the label on my old ones and I was floored. Sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, artificial colors. And when I read up on it, I found out there's other things like sheep's wool and gelatin from hooves and hides. Pretty gross for something that's supposed to be good for you, right? That's why I chose Ritual. The multivitamins made with key nutrients that forms in your body and your body can actually use them. There's no shady extras I have to find out about later. Ritual reimagined the multivitamins to fill the gaps in your diet with scientifically designed formulas for men, women, and teens. Mine, the essential for men 18 plus, is perfect for me, and their delayed release capsules mean I can take them with or without food. And something I absolutely love about my Ritual vitamins is the mint essence tab, which gives my vitamins a minty fresh scent, a small touch that makes all the difference. With Ritual, shipping's always free, and if you don't like them within the first month, they'll refund it, no questions asked. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. That's why Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/hoops to start your Ritual today. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. And time now for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And our first question comes from Hokie Burger. And it's, John, is it possible that Virginia Tech might still not be getting the recognition it deserves? No, I'm not going to say it's not possible, because I look at the situation with Virginia Tech. They're in the AP top 25. I put them in my top 25. People know about Mike Young. They know about Virginia Tech. That is what beating a program like Villanova on a neutral court does. Our next question comes from West Pine Bills. And it's, John, how would you rank Javonte Perkins on the list of best scorers in college basketball? Let's give him a couple of weeks first. But Perkins last year, and I know that this was not overwhelmingly featured, but Perkins last year was sensational in the second half of the season. And I firmly believe, and I've said this multiple times, if St. Louis hooked up with Dayton at the Atlantic 10 tournament last year, I think the Billikens had an outstanding chance to beat the Flyers in Brooklyn. I remember Dayton last year was undefeated in the Atlantic 10. And our final question comes from Colin Barringer, and it's, John, what is the ceiling for Arizona State? Arizona State has as explosive a perimeter as there is in college basketball. They're a team that I could see averaging in excess of 85 points a game. Interior defense is the big question for Arizona State. If Jalen Graham can give them 7 points and seven rebounds, this is a team that has a chance to go to a Final Four. But they need somebody to emerge on the interior consistently. Jalen Graham right now looks like the best bet. And five good nuggets are being brought to you this week by MyBookie. Ever since I started out, people have been asking me for advice on all kinds of things, but in covering sports, it's usually about who's going to win and what team they should bet on. You got UNC or Duke this week, Kentucky or Louisville. Well, the best piece of advice I can give anyone is where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. It's why I always tell people to visit MyBookie. They've got deposit matches, free bets, and huge cash prize contests for you to take advantage of all season long. NFL action, check. College ball, check. Plus, they have a mobile-friendly website and top-of-the-line customer service, making their platform a one-stop shop for all your betting needs. MyBookie offers action on everything from championship futures in the NFL to the NFL in live game betting, making sure you're covered every step of the way. Congrats if you were one of the ones to cash in on the generous early season odds on the Lakers to win the championship. Sign up at MyBookie today, and when you do, use our promo code Rothstein to claim a halfway match on your deposit. If you put in $200, they'll spot you with another $100 to play with. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code Rothstein so you can claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Stacked UFC cards, prop bets, all the major sports and more await you. Sign up today to begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Don't forget to use our code Rothstein. Now, let's get to those nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, premium unselfishness. Michigan State has 53 assists on 60 made field goals in its first two games. Spartans don't have Cassius Winston, but they're really sharing the basketball. Nugget number two, the bucket getter. LSU's Cam Thomas is as pure a bucket getter as I've seen so far this season. He could lead the SEC in scoring this season. Nugget number three, moving the needle. St. Louis's win over LSU was not a major upset. When I look at the Billikens, I see a team that could be the best non-power conference team in the sport this season. Nugget number four, the steady Aztec. San Diego State isn't going to replace Malachi Flynn with one man, but noted is Trey Pulliam's performance so far. 50 minutes played in two games this season, only has two turnovers. Aztecs are 2-0. Nugget number five, Rick's return. Iona's opener at Seton Hall tonight is going to be Rick Pitino's first game in college basketball since Louisville lost to Michigan in the second round of the 2017 NCAA tournament. A new era truly begins. Now, let's get to some games to watch.
Games to watch. Games to watch.
You got to lock into the Maui Invitational in Asheville. There's great games all weekend. It's a great field. Tuesday, you got the Champions Classic, Kentucky and Kansas and Michigan State Duke. Wednesday, West Virginia Gonzaga in the Jimmy V Classic, and then Illinois and Baylor in the nightcap. A great, great slate of games in Indianapolis. We'd like to thank Illinois head coach Brad Underwood for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.